This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here we go. It's hour number one, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. We have 5 hours of sports talk coming at you. We're going to have fun. We're going to try to get through this best we can. Be hitting the copium pipe a little bit, you know, trying to cope with.
I'll give up my left knee right now if it helps that guy.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I will take the 9 months of rehab if it helps my guy.
Yeah. I hyperextended my knee one time like that playing paintball. It was the first time I tried to sprint after ankle reconstruction surgery. And I just remember being high centered up on that thing with your knee bending backwards. I'm like, oh, no, this is not good.
This is not good.
And it hurt really bad for a long time. And I finally went to the doctor thinking there's got to be significant damage. He was like, oh, it's just a bone bruise. Right? Oh, you're good.
That's bad.
Yeah, that it still bone, hurt. Probably for a year.
The question I have for you about that,
yeah,
when you were on the ground in pain,
yeah,
did people just come up and just start
laughing?
Just
no.
like firing away at you
Dawson.
Firing away at you while you were on the ground injured?
I don't
I
was able to scramble away.
Were you?
Because I was like, I was behind a blind and I decided I was going to move to another one. So as I got up and fired and my knee just stayed stiff and fully extended. I went right down there, and I think I was able to crawl off and get behind another structure, but my day was over.
See, I kind of wondered if you play with the type of people that when you're injured that they come up and
it
just
was
go
definitely
ahead.
No mercy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, we're playing with some kids there that just had t-shirts on. You know, that's God. When you know you're in trouble, when they're not worried at all about the pain of the paintballs. Those are some kids that have been around the block. And
what's the ideal wear for a paintball game? What like
the attire?
Is it like motorcycle riding gear kind of stuff
like
with
hoodie?
Padding and shoulder padding?
I don't think you want to go too much padding. I think they kind of make fun of you. Just like the ski goggles, maybe a helmet if it's required by the rules, but probably not. Probably a hat on backwards.
It's kind of an unwritten rule. You do not go for the shot to the head, right?
Is that right? I don't know.
Is that a rule?
I've only played like 3 or 4 times.
I was definitely trying.
I looked down once and I totally got drilled in the top of the dome.
Yeah.
That did not feel good, but that was user error on my part.
Those will leave a pretty good bruise on you, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
See, I really have no desire to play that game.
That's like, cool.
It's one of those things. Well, I'm not very mobile.
That's right. Yeah.
So I'm saying, you know, you watch me
like
try. You watch me. I mean, I'm getting better because, some flexibility stuff I'm working on. But, yeah, I couldn't see myself having to roll around and hide and I would get hit.
I'm definitely not fit for it either anymore. You know, you got to be able to duck
navigate.
And roll and,
yeah.
You know, be, a, I mean, you, I guess you could be just a marksman from deep.
Sure.
If you had it like that. But when I was playing paintball, like they were really unpredictable on the path that paintball would take off at.
You got to run, be aggressive.
Is the whole idea to protect a flag, is that really kind of what we're doing here?
There's different game modes, I think, but that's probably the most popular, little capture the flag action.
See, every time they always recommended that is a, let's go out and have some team building stuff. You know, someone would throw that out
paintball.
There. Yeah, paintball.
You're out.
And I'm kind of like.
You coward.
I'm working on my flexibility stuff, guys. Sorry.
Can we go play golf?
Or you're more of a laser tag kind of guy?
I don't know what I am. Yeah. I mean, I just know one thing. I would be terrible in paintball because I wouldn't be able to help a team. I'd get hit immediately. You know, like at my age.
You're too big to get behind cover.
Yeah. I'm like all of a sudden I'm kind of like, oh, shoulders exposed. Boom. Get hit. Mm-hmm. Out. You know,
you can't hide yourself properly. What are you doing for this flexibility stuff? Like hot yoga, Pilates?
No, I'm trying like this walking stuff that I'm doing, like 4 miles a night. But afterwards, this intensive stretching stuff.
Okay.
But I'm taking this stuff too, for the joints and stuff like that. And it's really helped my
glucosamine.
That's good. It's something like that.
Some kind of supplement.
Yeah, it's supplements, but honestly, when I kind of get up and move around, like even when I'm sitting on the couch behind here, I kind of bounce up a little bit. I'm like, okay, this stuff might be working.
Right on.
But yeah, but no, the older you get, you got to work on that flexibility if you can.
Yeah, the stretching is a good one.
Yeah.
A little walking at night, 4 miles now.
Four miles a night. Yeah.
That is great. Yeah. Okay. At 877-881-1053, the Franklin Injury Attorney text line is open if you ever want to give us any feedback. Like I said in Crosstalk, I'm happy we don't have to open up with the Mavs because wow. But Osen, the Cowboys do a 4-year deal worth $80 million. He wanted to be a Cowboy is what that contract tells me, Brian.
Yeah, it sounded like to me that the team that I was hearing that was potentially interested were the Cleveland Browns. And maybe the league was a little upset. The Players Association were upset that he took a lesser deal to sign back with the Cowboys, that they were hoping that he would go and try and get $24, $25 million from somebody else.
Well, good for him for knowing what he wants.
I totally applaud him for doing that. But, you know, we always talk about, was it the APY that, you know.
Yeah, average per year.
And he was playing. Remember, I was bringing that up. This is a $19 million player. So I think that they got him for about what, you know, the value of what these contracts seem to be for the player. So, you know, good for the Cowboys and good for him.
Yeah, it's crazy. Mike Garafolo called it shocking that he took so much less. I mean, that's 20% less APY than the franchise tag was. Mm-hmm. But I think when you know I'm in a place where I'm happy, I don't want to move across the country, and the difference between $20 and $25 million isn't going to impact my long-term happiness. If you're making a decision like that, you know this team appreciates you, and they have a big role for you. And obviously, I mean, being with the Cowboys organization, you're going to have a much better chance winning than in Cleveland. You're totally screwed.
Right.
You have no quarterback and a massive cap problem.
They might have caught an agent, too, that they were good to work with, too. That'll help you.
Finally won a deal.
Finally got a deal where everybody feels good.
Yep. Look, he's 15th highest paid defensive tackle now in the game. I mean, the 33rd team had some numbers on him where you look at every defensive tackle in the past 10 years that recorded a pressure rate of plus 12% while playing more than 800 snaps. It's Aaron Donald 3 straight years, Chris Jones, Osa, Dexter Lawrence, and Osa. So you're an elite company there amongst defensive tackles. The dude, he's earned this. And I think the number in which it's come in, where it's not the $27 million, where you're kind of trying to reset the market. I understand the Players Association being upset with that.
Yeah.
But this is a huge win for the Cowboys.
Oh, it's absolutely a huge win for the Cowboys. And you look at him with the availability, too. He's missed one game in his career, and I think that was a COVID game. And matter of fact, I was told the game he missed because of COVID was he was getting some treatment, and the person that he was getting treatment from had COVID, and he reported it. Oh. He didn't even have COVID, and they
close contact,
and they made him sit out the game.
Wow!
But other than that, he's been ultra reliable for you.
Cowboys have also made news with a restructuring of CeeDee Lamb's contract. That's going to free up $20 million.
Yeah.
So you could restructure Dak and get another 40.
Right.
There's some other things they could do to get another 15 or so. I mean, it's out there for the taking, and you know, maybe we're going to see at least a flurry of moves to make this team better than last year. I think I would take that as a win at this point.
Yeah, I talked to Todd Archer on the way in about this. I'm kind of like, hey, flipping switches and all that. And Todd seems to believe that that from his conversations with people in the organization, maybe at the combine as well, that Dallas will be in free agency, but it's going to be not bottom barrel free agency, but more mid-level. Not maybe going after the top guys, but maybe trying to go out and hit some guys from the mid-level. So I was encouraged by
that. That's good news.
It wasn't like, oh, well, hey, they're bottom fishing here. That's all they're going to do. He got the impression that it was going to be guys in that maybe not day one, but, you know, day four, that kind of thing.
Well, I was kind of hoping the move could be for Davante Adams, who is officially released here by the Jets. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that counts as mid-level, you know, but just throwing out numbers. If
you're thinking about $13 million there, $10 million?
That's what a website said yesterday. I think that's got to be low. Davante Adams still was pretty dang good last year. Close to 7 catches a game, 12.5 yards a catch, 7 touchdowns, I think, in 11 games. So, I don't know. I think the value might be higher than what we were thinking yesterday, maybe 20 to 25 million or something like that. But, I mean, if they would just go out and do that and get a left tackle or at least a swing tackle, a veteran that you know is better than Guyton, and then hopefully Guyton blows up at training camp and he's out there just wrecking shop and you don't have to use him, but you can still have him as a backup at both those spots. I think that's what I would need to be like, okay, maybe they're actually going to put something together here.
I don't feel like in some other conversations I've had, I don't think the running back in the first is a priority. I know John Machota had that yesterday for his work, and I don't think the offensive lineman is in the mix at 12.
Yeah.
So a lot of other positions, a lot of other ways you can go, but maybe not the runner, and maybe not the offensive tackle.
I'm saying. See, like, you can't get it all, and you have so many holes. I need them to go spend, if they want me to get on this show and talk about, hey, let's get excited for Cowboys football, right? Go do something. If you signed, you need more players, and the draft isn't going to take care of it. So hopefully this is a step in that direction, Wolchuk.
Yeah, I'd be in on Adams probably a little bit more so than Cooper Kupp. Personally, I think Adams would fit better. Now, I did see his completions over expected have dropped for the last 4 years, so he's certainly not the same player, which might add into the value could be there. Maybe he isn't going to get what he's been viewed as in the past financially, but you do have to fill some holes going into the draft here. Whether that's a linebacker, whether that's another corner, maybe you even look at adding another safety to your rotation, you know, whatever it is, another defensive tackle, an edge, they've got to go ahead and make sure they're not going into the draft with, like, I need about 6 different things that I've got to accomplish over the weekend because they don't have enough picks to do that.
That's why I think there's a possibility this team might not be, I mean, they might have the same record.
They could.
I just feel like that it's going to take some time to replenish the depth that they're about to lose and then add the players that they need. By the way, Dawson, your Adams, your value for him is right about 13.6.
Okay. Maybe that's what he produced as.
You said that he makes 28, but they say the value with which he plays is right about 13.6. You were in the ballpark between 13 and 15, so you would be – He's actually, at 28, they say he's a negative 14.3 as a player. That's what they had him on for.
Is that because he missed 6 games due to injury, or is that like a per-game valuation of how well you produce?
Game. Yeah. That's a per-game is what that is. So,
okay.
They consider him a $13 million player now.
Well, yeah, like Wolchuk said, he's definitely not the player that he was, but he was still very productive last year, and that was playing with Aaron Rodgers. I think the most important thing to get Dak Prescott to a place where he can lead you to the playoffs and win multiple games right now, though, is fixing left tackle. So I can't imagine they're actually getting ready to go through free agency in the draft and not look at that as a spot that's crucial. You know, what you're going to look at going into next year with a difficult schedule is the ratio of touchdowns to interceptions being about 1.5 to 1. That's what Dak Prescott has shown you in seasons where he has nothing at left tackle. He can mitigate right side, no problem. He can mitigate up the middle, or at least he has been able to. If it's coming from the weak side, forget about it. You know, the sacks, the interceptions, the touchdown, it's all going to be going in the wrong direction. And I don't know how you could possibly, you know, fathom making the guy the highest paid quarterback, giving him a huge percentage of your salary cap, and then not going out and protecting him. You know, he's over the age of 30 now.
Yeah.
You have 4 seasons left where you could hypothetically win a Super Bowl, but you're like, nope, we'll have one of the worst left tackles in the league. Guy can't run anymore. You know what this is going to look like, Wolchuk. He might lead the league in picks if he's healthy enough to play all 17 games.
It could be really ugly, but they're thinking we spent a first-round pick on our left tackle, and we need that dude to step up. And I get what we saw last year. Hey, could you go ahead and improve on that position? I'd be all for it, man. If there was a Will Campbell sitting there at pick 12 or a Kelvin Banks Jr. or a Josh Simmons from Ohio State, You don't have to argue with me. I'd take Josh Simmons in a heartbeat. I think that'd be an upgrade for you immediately. Yeah. But I think they're looking at, we spent a premium asset on Tyler Guyton, and Tyler Guyton needs to step up in year two and be our starting left tackle.
Simmons is a guy that could get me off of McMillan, and he could get me off Jenty. If he was available. I think he's that good.
He is.
That's the Ohio State left tackle.
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully the Mavs leadership group at least understands now they have to tank. Let Phoenix or Portland get up in here to the 10th spot, increase your chances of Cooper Flagg or a better player. Maybe a ball handler. I don't know about this draft that much after Cooper Flagg. I've heard it's only a couple of good players, and then the rest of the guys, you're just hoping that they'll be career starters. But there's usually some other good players to be had. Every now and then you get a dud draft. Anyway, I mean, Cooper Flagg's in play if you could get to the 7-8 spot of the draft lottery. Very difficult to imagine how this came together. I guess, Nico, imagine that you wouldn't need another ball handler because Anthony Davis is so good at scoring. Just throw him the ball, get out of the way. I think he's like at 116 points per 100 possessions. The guy is going to score a lot of buckets for you. So maybe, but I mean, he's hurt. Kyrie Irving's been hurt, guy. Please.
Yeah.
Somebody wake me up from this.
Yeah. I don't know how you could predict injuries, though. I don't know how you could predict this many injuries.
No, this is a bad run. But
this is
like a curse.
This is a historically bad run for injuries for a team. I mean, you go into thinking all you can have is depth. And at one time we were applauding them for their depth. And now it's just been, it's been decimated.
Too much.
Yeah.
The only thing I can come up with is that they believe Luka's fitness is maybe the bottom 0.1% in the history of NBA players. And watching him labor up and down, I wonder how much the hookah smoke is weighing down his lungs. You know, sometimes, like, I grew up with a guy, he went to the Army, he was smoking like a pack and a half a day, ran the Paris Marathon. I think I've told this before. If I would smoke one cigarette, I feel like I had just been in a house fire. Like, my lungs are like, bro, what was that?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, and trying to walk up a flight of stairs, I can tell that I smoked a cigarette. It was a horrible idea for my body.
Yeah.
For others, they're like, whatever. I'm out here working 80 hours a week with a hammer, carrying 2x4s up and down stairs and a ladder, getting on a roof. Give me another cigarette. No problem, right? I think Luca might be the kind of cardiovascular athlete, and youth coaches know this well, because some kids just show up able to run all day. Yeah. Some kids can't run up and down without being exhausted. Yeah. And the only way an athlete like Luca overcomes that is being an absolute maniac about his, not only his work ethic, but his diet, that his hydration, everything. That would be the only thing that would make sense. If they, who under Mark Cuban, were on the cutting edge of sports medicine and studying like how well your body produces energy. I mean, watching Luca here this week, I want to give him credit. Like, hey, you were out for a long time. Right. But even if you're out for a long time, you could swim just with your upper body. There's all sorts of fitness things you could do to have your heart and lungs ready. And then I thought, man, I have never in my life seen Luca in shape. You know,
we've talked about it a lot.
That's all I can do for Nico at this point.
We've talked about it a lot.
But we don't have that.
We don't have it anymore.
We need a He never won the MVP.
Searching for now since Kyrie just hurt his leg again, and now who knows what the future is? And this whole win now, we got Anthony Davis, like this nice little window. Now there's a ton of doubt. So what you're gonna do is be like the rest of the NBA, and you're gonna look for your superstar. You had him. You traded him, and now you're probably never gonna get a player nearly as good.
Yeah,
it's sad. It's a crazy month that has just happened for the Dallas Mavericks, where you looked at one of the best organizations in the NBA that was on the rise. You were just in the finals, and now you're looking around, and the world is just crumbling, and there's nothing you can do.
And you don't have your picks from like 2027 to 2030. You know, they're either trade swaps or not even yours. The whole idea of that was, that's fine, we'll have Luka in his prime in those years. Yeah. Now you're going to be horrible giving your high lottery picks to another franchise, Brian.
No, there's really no way around it. I think everybody's absolutely right in the situation, the team building aspect. You know, this is where, in the front office, you can't be emotional. You can't let you can't let your feelings bother you. You know, Jerry Jones did it with Amari Cooper. He let his feelings for Amari Cooper, you know, just get rid of him.
Yeah,
he was that, and here you are, and I'm just trying to compare just. When you're a front office, you just got to be able to control yourself to not let your emotions overrun your ability to help your team.
Yeah.
I think Nico let his emotions get to him about this particular player, and they're suffering for it right now.
Yeah, they are. And now I we'll talk about it a little bit later on, but I think the only way to get a clean cut now is to, you know, fire and reassign, and because
he might lose his job.
Yes.
He might.
Fans need it.
Yeah.
You can never trust this again.
Yeah.
It's like watching Nelly Cruz in right field for the Rangers again. Nobody ever wants to see it. We don't want to see Nico ever again.
Yeah. The question you have to ask yourself is who would he talk to in order to try and hire potentially a Bob Myers or somebody like that?
You'd have to talk to that stadium guy over there, Rick Welts, their CEO or whatever.
Yeah.
The guy that, you know, is in charge of the stadium, but
somebody,
I guess. He's experienced enough.
Somebody has to be able to step in and give him some guidance. you know, he's not going to be able to go out this alone.
We got to run. I'm sorry about that. G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. What do we got next, Will Chuck?
The Cheetos are power slapping. Should these two break up? That's next in the nation.
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call Franklin Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They'll only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, you know, some of these texts are interesting about the Kyrie Irving injury. 325, so now Kyrie leaves us in free agency, and that's how his Mavs career ends, in crying injury devastation after the Mavs self-sabotage. It's devastating. I don't know what happens, because he can opt out. If you're Kyrie Irving right now, do you want to opt in? Like, it's kind of like the Osa situation that he had right now. You could have 1 year at this, or maybe you could have 4 or 5 years if you do your contract now. I don't know how the market's going to look at Kyrie Irving. But I tell you what, if he did opt out, now the Mavs would have Davis, Gafford, Lively, Marshall, Washington, and about $50 million in cap space. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're looking at wanting to do a trade or go out there and try to recruit a LeBron James, I think I'd rather have LeBron James than Kyrie Irving at this point in their careers, even though LeBron's like 9 years older or 8 years older. So that would come with some flexibility. Okay, another one says, hearing all about this hookah, but a lot of the weed league smokes weed, so that hookah criticism does not make sense to me. I think for a lot of people, that cannabis smoke does not impact their cardiovascular nearly as much as a tobacco-based smoke. I think that's, you know, one thing to consider. Obviously, it's not good for your cardiovascular, but I think it's easier to overcome. But again, like I said, some players are just, or some individuals, not even players, are just predisposition to be able to take that kind of things into their body and not have it impact their ability to perform. Like, sports, unfortunately, in the 70s and 80s, it was very prevalent for people to abuse a drug as hard as cocaine, right? Yeah. Which should wreak havoc on your heart. They're like, hey, I'm good to go. See you at practice in the morning. You know, just some people do a little bit of that, and it takes them 48, 72 hours to recover. It's just different. So if you're the Mavs and you're looking at Luka and you think this guy just is not built for endurance or durability type of a performance, and he is not doing what it takes. Like, the great thing about the human body and the mind is you can program it to do a lot of stuff, and it'll get better at whatever you ask it to do on a daily basis. You want to build muscle, you want to learn math, you want to learn different languages. Like, your brain and your body are going to kick ass and take names for you. It just give it the experience. But if, you know, you're not predispositioned to do math well, and you are a horrible student, you're never going to be a good math student.
No.
And so, again, I would not have done the trade, but I'm trying to figure out, after watching Luka just exhausted. I mean, still, watch Luka play, and when the ball goes out of bounds or when a foul is called, count how many times everybody else is walking around talking. He's got his hands on his knees. That's the international sign for I am whooped. I am not doing a good job right now. So I don't say that to give Nico or the Mavs any sort of a pass on this.
No.
I'm just trying to put myself in their brain.
Yeah.
Like, what could you have seen that made you believe this was a better path forward with Kyrie Irving, injury plagued throughout his career, has had two season-ending injuries on that same knee, Anthony Davis, an even more extensive injury history. What would make you think, as a guy who had demonstrated for two solid years up until that moment, that he had a very good handle on what it took to win in this league?
I just think this came down to the obsession of wanting Anthony Davis. And I think his way of getting Anthony Davis was Luka. And there was just enough problems with Luka, you know, with the conditioning and maybe with his staff and all that Nico convinced himself that, like, okay, this is an opportunity for me to go get this guy. You know, I've always learned, if you're going to catch big fish, throw big bait.
Yeah.
You know, and he threw big bait. He threw really big bait to get Anthony Davis. I think that was the obsession. And I think he's using the hookah, the cigarettes, the conditioning, having his own staff as his reasoning why he's moving on and he was able to go get Anthony Davis.
Unbelievable.
I think that's what it is. I think the conditioning and the hookah is only part of it. I think it's the reasoning that he's using to sell why he did the deal. I just think he was obsessed with AD.
Yeah, we know he loves AD. He's got a great relationship with him.
Yeah.
But there were some reports about they called San Antonio, asked for Wemby. They called Minnesota, asked for Anthony Edwards. So you were calling about other studs. So if it did come down, and I think you're right. I mean, I do think he had an affinity for Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
But then why did you even pick up the phone and call Minnesota and San Antonio just to check?
Yeah.
I'm just curious why the Minnesota and San Antonio trade possibilities didn't get out there.
Yeah.
See, that's...
That is fascinating. I mean, Anthony Davis thinks that people knew about this. There's a lot of people. I mean, Rashad McCants last night with the Fan After Dark. People in the league are like, this wasn't quiet. Others knew, but we didn't. The public didn't know.
No.
A series of historic, dramatic developments that have happened in any one season would be worth remembering as one of the stories of the decade. They've all happened here in the course of less than a month. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day.
To catch a big fish, you got to throw big bait.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah.
I can smoke a bag of that one right there, dog.
Mars.
Catch a big fish, you gotta throw big bait, baby. Last time I threw some big bait, I checked that account, and it's down like 80% right now.
Ouch.
Yeah, we're throwing a lot of big bait right now.
Looking crazy right now.
Yeah. That Sunday pump was nice, though.
Exactly.
Just kidding. Yeah. You're poor again.
All right, comedian Joey Millonaro. Am I saying his name right there, Will Chuck?
I think so.
All right, it's day two for this man right here. He jumped on the NFL Network and did an impersonation of Chris Collinsworth and Pat Mahomes.
It was crazy the amount of people that are there, right? I mean, the amount of people that are there.
It's a hub. Just,
it's really, it really is. And Chris Collinsworth was there.
Was he
at Prime 47.
I didn't see him.
Yeah.
What was he saying?
No, he hopped over and he says, you know, the thing about Indianapolis is when I think of it, I think of what I call the killer peas. It's pace cars, Peyton Manning, and Prime 47. I'm certainly looking forward to go there to have myself a steak. It reminds me of another killer pea, Patrick Mahomes, there. And I just, every time I have one of those steaks, I sit back and say, wow.
He just calls a lot of Mahomes plays, man. Mahomes plays great.
I saw him there too last night.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was crazy. Patrick Mahomes, I could not believe it. I was like, this dude, he's so busy. What is he doing? And I mean, he just kept saying about, it's just overwhelming. I mean, it's really been exhausting and overwhelming to be here because everybody just keeps talking about the biggest story that happened in football in February, Rich, and it's really overwhelming for me. And the biggest story in football in February, I got a haircut. haircut. Mahomes got a haircut. Yeah, he's coming on the revenge tour. I was like, guys, can I just sit here in peace and eat the steak and ketchup, man?
Mahomes is really
freaking
good.
Nailed it, dude.
He killed that boy.
Sure did.
He killed that thing. It sure is dusty out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's looking gross.
Look how dusty it is. You're not that cute. You look dusty.
It's like foggy, but it's a brown fog. It's like,
yeah. It's going to tear my allergies up, bro. I'm scared to step outside.
Oh, that what that is? That's that pollen out there.
I don't know what that is. It looks like real life dirt, dust.
Yeah. We've got a windstorm blowing in from West Texas.
Dust bowl.
I bet you pulling the cars on this one.
Hey. They got me through my workout today.
Good for you.
That first album is insane.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Jersey. Brick City. Dirty Jersey. Jersey High School basketball. Glassboro versus Woodbury. Round one of the playoffs right here. Woodbury wins by a half-court shot. And this announcer did his job.
Everyone is standing in this gym. Parents, students, and relatives alike. I don't know if this should advance the ball or not. There's 2 seconds left. 2.3. What can the herd do? They pass it along. Half court heave. Oh! Oh my gosh! Oh! The Woodbury Thundering Herd have brought the Campaign Gymnasium to its knees. Half court heave. How do you do? I'll repeat myself again. How I have never seen anything like that in my life.
The half-court heave.
Winner.
Half-court heave.
'Tis the season, buddy.
Yeah.
Put on SportsCenter. You see about four of them.
Yeah,
tonight.
About to say.
Hey, there's a lot of half-court shots nowadays.
There are.
Like people from out of the audience.
Yeah.
There's people winning things doing half-court shots.
Guy made a putt at golf the other day, like on the court. Had never played golf in his life. Made like a full court putt for a car.
Go.
For a car.
Everywhere.
I think I saw A-Rod make A-Rod. A half-court shot for A-Rod. A guy. He was won like 10 grand.
A-Rod was so hyped for himself that he forgot, let me go give some love to the guy.
I did it. Look at me.
He's look at me, guy. Look at me.
All right, I played this yesterday. Lamont and Roach shocked the world. If takedowns counted like they're supposed to, this man would have won on Saturday night. But he's a person now. And he was talking in the press conference, has a message for the media that was hating on him.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you very soon.
Yes, sir. And if any of y'all had me getting knocked out to all this, I'm going to go back and look at y'all pages. I promise you. I promise you. I'm so glad the fake boxing media not here either. Two-tone, showbiz, all that.
Calling them out.
Who? Ray Jackson. Nah, I like Ray Jackson. Only because he's funny.
Oh.
Only because he's funny. Other than that, two-tone, showbiz. I'm like, come on, all right. They don't know nothing about boxing. I appreciate you guys here. Thank you. And I just want to thank my Savior, Lord, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for letting me be here, letting me perform and do what I do.
Bleep you too.
Yeah.
Screw you.
F you. Thank you're God. Cool.
Thank God.
That's in style, though. Just being violent and aggressive and then thanking Jesus.
Hey, before we get out of here, what were you talking about right here, Gavin? I'm not pretty sure. It says Gavin. I titled it Gavin is Proud of His Inch.
Uh-oh.
I titled this on Friday. This I purposely didn't go back and listen to it.
I was in a bad run last week.
Almost a full inch in your face, umpire. Oh.
Jurassic.
So proud. Umpire's like, get that out of my face.
That's funny. In your you had the challenge system.
The challenge system.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And it was.
There you go.
Was that the only umpire mistake we saw?
The only one.
I mean, these umps are good. That's what I learned last week, Lucius. Yeah. They got eagle eyes back there.
Yeah.
I'd say their fail rate is going to be less than 15% on these challenges. Batters are gonna get tired of being embarrassed. Okay, what do you say? Time to vote? Are you embarrassed?
Yeah, let's do it.
Is it Joey Millonaro on Collinsworth and Patty?
Are you sure you should have swung right there?
Glassboro versus Woodbury. Thundering herd announcer got the job done. Lamont Road shocking the world. And almost a full inch in your face, umpire. Think all.
Fantech said it's a dust storm.
Okay.
Wacka, wacka, wow, wow, wow.
It's going to be a hell of a sunset. You know,
a little bit of Lubbock
clear.
Coming in on us right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, pause.
So,
yeah.
We need some amoxicillin if that's them coming through. I'll tell you what.
The rash.
Yeah, and some Keystone Light. Keep them company. I'm going voting for the champ, Lucius.
Let's see what we got. Oh, yeah. Come here. Okay. Lamont Roach.
Wolchuk.
I'm going to go with a basketball call. The half court heave that I've never seen before.
Once again, Brian will cast the deciding vote.
Yeah, it's high school basketball.
By a score of 2-1-1. And your new G-Bag Today champion is the Thundering Herd announcer. How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
Let me repeat myself.
Yeah.
How do you do? So good.
What a dork. Can't imagine that guy has any varsity sports on his Letterman's jacket.
He thought he was crushing it, too.
Might have some flute. Got my Letterman's jacket for playing the flute. Sorry. I know there's a lot of talented male flute players out there.
There are a lot of
Probably Jared Sandler amongst them.
Amongst them.
Wolchuk? Flute?
No, okay. I was a cello guy.
After being mocked in the top five quite often, we have a quarterback who could very well be available outside of the top 10. How interested are you? NFL News Today coming up at 3 o'clock, and we're back here to the G-Bag Nation fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. I'll get a little draft topic in here for you in a second. No planes landing or taking off for the time being at DFW. Probably love Field 2, but...
Yeah.
This dust storm, something else out here, Brian.
It is.
I want to be
it
taken is. Off in that.
I guess it's the weather that we had, the winds and all that kind of stirring up the atmosphere a little bit.
Now we're looking at possible tornadoes in the southeast from Louisiana through Alabama, Mississippi, and stuff like that. So it's a national weather deal now. Yeah. But this morning it was very local as winds as high as 75 miles an hour were cutting through DFW.
Yeah, at 5:30 this morning we had the sirens going off over there in the where I'm at, over in that Preston Hollow area. So it was, yeah, it was really a... It was just kind of like, you know, when you hear it, and I live around where a bunch of trees and stuff, I mean, you can hear the wind just whipping through those and just hoping that some of those big old branches aren't come flying off and do some damage.
I was listening for a whistle. You know, woo.
There you go, Lucius, yeah.
I was actually trying to escape the sound because I didn't realize how big it was, but I went outside in the backyard and it was like an elephant had run through there.
Yeah. Did you have like nuts. Furniture in the pool kind of thing?
No furniture in the pool. Well, there were some car mats in the pool.
There's a plane coming in right now.
Oh, he is going to land in Love, isn't he?
Southwest coming in on Love, yeah.
Must have clearance there at Love Field, or maybe he's just doing a little bit of a fly around. I don't know.
Maybe
he doesn't have enough gas. Maybe he needs to get in now kind of a thing, you know?
Well, maybe he's not in communication with the tower and they're not letting them know, you know, the way things are going. What anything could happen.
Get ready for we're gonna be talking breaking some news here in a minute.
best of luck to everybody. I hope everybody did all right. We had nothing broken, just some things you know, knocked down and rearranged and stuff. But it was big enough that it took a full garbage can, you know, loaded with garbage. I would say those things weigh over 100 pounds, and it was all the way up against the fence with the bags out and everything. Had quite a project in my hands. Okay, NFL draft. How much interest would you guys have Shedeur Sanders sliding out of NFL mock top 10s? You know, I think it's shaping up as one of the bigger topics going into the draft is where will Shedeur go? Mm-hmm. I saw Pro Football Focus did not even have them have him in their first round at all. You know, so I do think there's a pretty good chance that this is the most talented quarterback you're going to have a chance to draft for a while if you're the Cowboys. Yeah. The buzz that I read on Twitter is that the interviews did not go great. Obviously, he doesn't have the greatest arm strength and he holds onto the ball too much and he doesn't have great foot speed or anticipation on his throws. But, man, there's just a lot to like with his accuracy and what he can do when you do give him a clean pocket. You know, I think if the Cowboys took him, I would be really excited and I'd feel like, man, there's their exit strategy here. They're actually acknowledging that the Dak is probably a player on the decline at this stage in his career.
It'd be very Atlanta-like, right?
Sure would be. I mean, they just paid Cousins, they draft Penix.
Yeah.
You pay Dak, and then you draft Shedeur. I think he is the second best quarterback in the draft for me behind Cam Ward.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he's going to make it, but if he does, I think you've got to at least do your due diligence and have a conversation about that. I mean, they had Fields fall. They decided to move on from Fields. They traded back. That was the draft they selected Micah Parsons. Yeah. Is there a team that then wants to come up to go get Shedeur Sanders? Mm. That could end up being a benefit for you if you're the Cowboys and you don't want to take him. That might be a best-case scenario for a trade back. You have a quarterback slide, and then maybe one of these other teams back there decide, I'm interested, but... Yeah, I think the health moving forward of Dak Prescott is a massive question mark. And if you can get a first-round talent, if you view him as such, which I think that's a question for some teams, some don't. Some don't think he's a first-round player. They like him in the second round. But I'd absolutely be interested if you're the Cowboys. I don't know how Shedeur would feel because then he's coming into a situation where he's not the immediate starter and he's not going to get to compete for that. I know the Lions were kind of hanging around there at the combine. I was talking to Bobby and he said, thanks, but no thanks. I don't need to meet with you. You got Jared Goff. You're good. So maybe if the Cowboys took him, he'd say like, what the hell? I'm not going to get to play. But I think you got to be interested.
I mean, it's an ideal scenario. I know at that age, you can have a lot of urgency. You don't want to sit, but I would think a chance to learn from a veteran and slow roll into that. If you have the luxury as a team, now it's going to cost you on those years of a low rookie contract for your quarterback. But I don't know. They said they were looking at taking a quarterback. That means they have some level of interest and are looking for a backup plan. They're probably looking for day three, you know, a boom or bust type of picks. But what do you think, Brian? You think he makes it out of the top 10?
There were some whispers that maybe that Cleveland was going to pick Travis Hunter at 2. And then try and trade back into the round, say at the Commanders at 29.
I think that's what Daniel Jeremiah had.
Yeah,
which would be crazy. That'd be fun.
That would be There was some thing. There were some people talking about potentially, because if you look at the teams before that. You know, okay, you know, Pittsburgh at 21 clearly would be something you would absolutely think about with a quarterback there. Chargers, no. Packers, no. Vikings, no. Texans, no. Rams, no. Ravens, no. You know, Lions, probably not. So, see, that's what I'm saying. You got all those teams right there. If he were to get past, say he were to get past Pittsburgh at 21, now you're talking about teams potentially like Daniel's talking about. You know, I'd heard it from some couple other people that Cleveland was a team that you had to kind of watch trying to move around a little bit.
What was it about his interviews? Just like a nuclear level of confidence in himself? Like, I got this. I'm not coming to you if you got a starter here. I'm about to light this league on fire here, if you don't mind.
I would like to talk to somebody. He appears. I'll tell you where I have a ton of respect for him. I have more respect for him as a player his first year at Colorado than I do his second year.
When the line was just even worse.
He was really having to carry a football team. And you watch the way he played with no line, the offensive coordinator, really, they weren't very good, you know, trying to get that scheme in place. And then they get Pat Shurmur the second year and things kind of work out. But I had a lot of respect for him when things were not great, how hard he kept playing. Yeah. He took some wicked hits.
He's a tough dude, man.
And got up,
really tough.
Chin split one time, you know, just stays in the game. You know, I have a lot of respect for him as a player that way. I think he does have the toughness, the competes. I'd like to ask some people that interviewed him how he was on the board. Mm. Is he, and I'm sure with Pat, he was probably getting that NFL kind of that education of, hey, you got to be able to read, you got to be able to see, you got to be able to communicate. You know, those are the kinds of things that could help him going forward. I don't know if he had that his first year at Colorado, but I know in the second year. But if he didn't interview well, it might be because people were maybe a little put off by, does he really have a command of, okay, we're gonna give you a play. We need you to recite the play. Repeat what we just taught you in that 2 or 3 minutes we just did. And was he able to do that? Maybe that's one of those things where, you know, that maybe people get a little like, maybe he's not grasping it as quickly as you need to.
Well, then teams want you to impress them. And
always,
Shador gave the one of the things that I read was he gave off the impression like he did not care. I don't care about impressing you. And he's a self-confident individual. Mm-hmm. I think he's a very self-aware guy. I don't necessarily view that as a problem. But maybe other organizations were just rubbed the wrong way by that.
Yeah, it wasn't a problem for his dad.
Yeah. Well, the thing that you have to, and I remember this from Parcells. Parcells always warned us about the Hollywood quarterback. Because be very mindful of the Hollywood quarterback. Hmm. And I say Hollywood in a way that this young man, and we saw it with our own eyes at the Super Bowl. He is well versed on the social media aspects. He's got crews that follow him. He puts it all out there. He's engaging. I mean, and I'm saying this as a positive, but maybe some teams don't feel that way about it. Maybe they don't want the Hollywood quarterback. Maybe they want the guy that's, you know, coming in early, staying late. And I'm not saying that Sanders doesn't work at the game. I'm just saying there's a lot of these quarterbacks that don't have that. And maybe they're looking at that.
Well, maybe we're going to be looking at some NFL news today coming up next. Well, Chuck, what's in store?
Well, we got the tag deadline, so we'll give you all the latest on that. Do players hate the franchise tag? Plus, we got some fresh mock drafts. That's next in the Nation.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby
and Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Hear some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.